This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Judith Ripma, a master faculty member in English at Western Michigan University, has had a love affair with Russia that spanned most of her lifetime. She has traveled there 23 times and observed changes from Russia in the Soviet era to the Russia of today. Many of those observations have found their way into Ripma's poetry. Her newest collection is Worshipping at Lenin's Mausoleum.
The Russians are coming, 1962. Teachers never told us which was which, arrival of the dreaded commies or the 10-minute air raid drill. So when sirens pierced air, we needed to clap hands to ears. But no time to wait out the awful noise. No time to kneel for yet another prayer. The Soviet Union would not burn us all with nuclear weapons, or at least take over our country before we could grow up, go to high school. My parents couldn't afford a bomb shelter, but someone decided I lived close enough to get home, even if blasted to kingdom come before reaching our basement finishing line. It was as if someone fired a starting pistol, although this was no foot race, but a terrified takeoff from the elementary classroom at breakneck speed, bobby socks bunching around, ankles nearly tripping over scuffed saddle shoes. So, legs separating like giant scissors, I ran a marathon. Dashed past the sliding board, did a relay around the teeter-totter, hurdled railroad tracks, sprinted back alleys, jumped ditches, rounded the second suburban block, would not think to wonder until decades and decades later why my entire class didn't form our own track team.
You know, Judy, when I read your book, and I've got to tell you, when I see the word Lenin, it just makes the hair on the back of my neck bristle. My ethnic background is from Latvia. So the first time I got a look at the Soviet Union was at age 15, traveling over there. What a different world that was.
Yes.
It taught me a lot about where I live now in the United States to look at the differences. Mm-hmm. So I read your book with great interest, and I could identify with a lot of things that you described, the in-tourists, the walking between chalk lines and being approached because you're writing something or you're holding a camera or, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of that. I could really relate. But your ethnic background is what?
It's actually Dutch. Uh-huh. I simply fell in love with Russian culture when I was in high school. And I first read Robert Massey's Nicholas and Alexandra. Mm. And then in the early 80s, I made my first trip to the Soviet Union when Brezhnev was president. And then continued to go every year or two after that.
20 times?
23 times.
23
actually.
Now?
23, yeah. Going on 24 this summer.
Do you go like once every year?
I try to go once every year if I can more.
So what is your fascination? Why are you going there instead of looking into your Dutch background?
I don't know. I've looked into my Dutch background, and it's interesting. I grow tulips. I love tulips. But there's something about the Russian... the history, the culture, the architecture, the literature, the folk tales. It's, I think, the most beautiful place in the world for me. And I'm including my own country in that, I'm sorry. But I absolutely love the golden bubbles of the cupolas and the spires and, the food and the dancing. And there's just really nothing I don't like about it.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. I asked Ripma what changes she's found most striking since she first visited Russia in its Soviet years.
I traveled over there a lot during Perestroika and Glasnost, and then right when the 90s were, right when before it got really bad in terms of the new Soviet Union and all, the new Russia and all the crime, I went to graduate school. And so I stopped traveling. And I did not travel again until 2008. So during that decade and a half, everything changed. And so my trip in 2008 was mainly me walking around with my mouth hanging open.
Mm.
And I was in shock. I could not believe that any country could have turned itself in so much, so quickly, in that amount of time. There was just everything I loved about it was still there,
mm-hmm.
but sort of spruced up, I should say. And also anything that you would have, I remember my first few trips there, you couldn't find any place to get anything to eat or coffee or anything. I didn't want fast food restaurants, but something, a coffee shop. Now it's the opposite. It's, you know, TGI Fridays is on every corner, Taco Bell, Arby's, Burger King. I went to the first McDonald's that ever opened in Moscow purely for research and stood in line for 3.5 hours. And now I believe there are over 5,000 McDonald's in Moscow.
For 3.5 hours. That's one of the things that I remember about the Soviet Union, too, is lines.
The lines.
You'd have
yes.
to wait and wait and wait. And the interesting thing was, and at that point, I've been to Russia just once, Moscow, Leningrad, spent most of my time in mm-hmm. what was then Soviet Latvia. But I'm sure there weren't all that many differences in how people lived and coped. And one of the things about the lines was you see a long line, you just stand in
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And you don't know what's
there. Even as a tourist, I started doing it. I was there too much, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
So I would see a line, and I would immediately get in it and then worry about what the line was for. And
you figured it was something you needed.
Yeah. The only lines I see now over there are lines like to get into the Hermitage.
Mm.
You still see Russians in line for museums.
Yeah.
They'll stand in line for hours to get into an art museum.
Right now, we're talking a lot about our relationship with Russia and our relationship with Putin.
Well, I think that Americans love to detest Putin, and I'm not saying that they're wrong about it. He's a very powerful man, but he also operates under a different system, a system in which he can sign all these executive orders all of the time that we didn't used to be able to do anyway. And so I don't think he's really hated there the way he is here. I don't know. I think there are some parallels between he and Donald Trump. I don't know that I would pretend to be the most informed person about getting into those, but I do seem to see some sort of tyrannical or autocratic similarities between the two, let me put it that way. And I'm anxious to go there this year and see what the Russians think now that he's been elected.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Judith Ripma, author of Worshipping at Lenin's Mausoleum. Ripma will read at Kazoo Books on Saturday, April 1 at 1 p.m. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.